Yanenga and the Mossi Kingdom. The people of Dagomba in Africa loved the young princess Yanenga. Her father, King Nadega, was a good king. He taught Yanenga to be kind and to help the Dagomba people. She often carried water, looked after younger children, or helped older people. She was also very good at working on farms. She loved to look after the crops and watch them grow. Yanenga had a beautiful, strong horse, and she rode it every day. She was a wonderful rider, and she could go as fast as the wind. She rode and trained her horse a lot. "Why do you train so hard?" her brothers asked. "You won't be able to be a warrior and fight because you are a girl. Father will always say no. You must stay here at home." Yanenga did not listen to her brothers. She rode faster and faster and trained hard every day. Now, Yanenga was the fastest rider in the Dabon kingdom. Then she started to use a sword and a bow and arrow. A year later, Yanenga went to see her father.
"Father, the Malinke people are coming closer every day, and we must fight them," she said. "I am your fastest rider, and I am very brave. I can use a sword and a bow and arrow. My brothers are going to fight with you, and I want to go with them. Can I go?"
The king thought for a long time. His daughter trained hard, and she was stronger than her brothers. But she was also very kind and gave the most help to the Dagomba people.
"You cannot come, because then there will be no one here," he said. "Who will look after our people?"
"We must all fight to win this battle," answered Yanenga. "We have to win, or there will be no kingdom to look after."
From that day, Yanenga went to all the battles, and her father was very happy with her. Yanenga was a brave warrior, and she won many battles. But she travelled a lot, and was not often at home with her people. One day, she went to talk to her father.
"Father, I am a good warrior, and I had to fight. But now, the Malinke people are quiet, and they don't want to fight us. Can I go home now and look after my people?"
The king was angry.
"You wanted to be a warrior, but now you want to stop? The Malinke people will see that, and they will fight us again."
"But my brothers are here, and they are good warriors. I want to go home and look after our people," said Yanenga. "They need me."
"No," answered the king. "I need you more than the people need you. Never talk about this again."
Years went by, and Yanenga was very sad. Then one day, she started to grow crops outside her father's door. The crops grew tall and were ready to eat, but Yanenga did not cut them. Then the crops started to die.
"Yanenga! cut the crops. They are dying, and our people must eat,
said King Nadega.
No, she answered. Our people are the same as these crops. They will die too, without help. But you tell me no. I cannot help them.
The king was very angry. He put Yenenga in prison because he wanted her to think differently. But Yenenga did not change. Then one dark night, months later, a warrior friend came to her door.
Princess, you must run away from here,
he said quietly.
I want to help you.
He gave her some men's clothes to wear and her own horse. Then they rode away together. The princess was sad to leave her family and her people. Yenenga and her warrior friend rode for many days. They arrived in a forest near a Malinke village. A group of Malinke warriors came with bows and arrows. The princess and her friend were brave, but there were too many warriors. The men fought her friend and killed him. The princess was very angry, and she rode at the warriors with her sword. Yenenga was a wonderful warrior, and she killed all the men. The princess was very tired after the fight, but she rode on. She rode for many days and many nights.
I am so thirsty, she said to her horse. I don't know this place. There are no rivers here.
They came to another forest, and Yenenga rode into it. Her eyes were heavy, and she was very tired and hungry. She fell from the horse into two kind, strong arms. Those arms helped her and put her on the ground of the dark forest. Her eyes closed, and she slept for a long time. The next morning, Yenenga opened her eyes, and there was a warm fire in front of her. A young man sat by it.
My name is Riali, he said. I'm a hunter. I find and kill elephants in the forest. I don't have much food, but please, eat with me.
Riali was a kind man, and Yenenga liked him. They talked about lots of different things and enjoyed being together. After some weeks, Yenenga started to love Riali.
I want to stay with you, Riali, she said. But I must tell you something. I am the princess of the Dabong Kingdom. My father's angry with me, and I can't go home again. I'll look after you, and we will be happy together here, said Riali.
They married, and they had a son called Wadragogo. He was brave, intelligent, and kind. Many years later, Wadragogo started the Mossi Kingdom, and Princess Yenenga, a wonderful warrior and kind woman, was the new mother of the Mossi Kingdom.